Hey everybody, this is Bill checking in with you. Doing another audio broadcast from here on the road with Black Sabbath. We're on tour doing the Ozfest now. Today is Friday, July the 22nd, and I think the Pittsburgh Pirates just won. The hotel that we're staying in is right opposite the Pirates baseball field, and just saw the most enormous firework display going off. It's like the 4th of July, so I guess they must have had a good time over there tonight in the Pirates Stadium. So tomorrow we play Pittsburgh. We're back in the States. It's really nice to be back home in America. And I think the last time we checked in, according to Lisa, was the 4th of July, and we were just finishing up some of the concerts there in Europe. And I think I did the 4th of July one from Stockholm. So, anyway, a lot's happened since then. We finished up, we did Oslo and we did Bergen, which were great gigs in Norway. And I'm not sure if I mentioned that we did Helsinki as well. But all the European dates were fantastic. I thought the band was playing great. I thought, you know, everybody did a real good job. And everything stayed tight and everybody got back to the States in one piece. It was eerie. We finished the Bergen gig, and I'm not sure on what date it was, but it was about 2 days after the bombings in London. The tube station bombings and the bus that was blown up. And coming back from Europe, coming back from Norway on the Saturday, we flew from Berlin to Luton Airport, and it was really odd, really, really kind of strange coming into London and seeing the tube stations and kind of feeling the eeriness. It was almost like I could hear the screams coming out of the tube stations. Every time we went past the tube station, it was like, it felt really weird. It didn't feel comfortable at all. It was very kind of difficult to accept that something as normal as the London Underground had been attacked so violently and so horribly. And, you know, I can't help thinking about London because it's such a great city and they're absolutely incredible people live in London. And I couldn't help thinking about, you know, how tragic and this really is and how sad it is to just, you know, with people just going to work and going about their normal lives and for some idiots to come in and completely disrupt, maim and kill innocent people. And so I'm feeling really, really angry about that. And, you know, I'm really glad that the police have been able to, along with, you know, everybody else that's involved, have been able to make such good progress in tracking down and finding out, you know, trying to put some names to the at least give some ideas and some solutions to the people that strike in the dark. So I wanted to just say that. On the morning we got back from Bergen, I went out for a walk and I took a stroll around Regent's Park, just a short walk, and I said some prayers for the hardships that have come to London, knowing that, you know, the city has taken so many hard knocks throughout time, you know, and it just stands, the test of time. And, you know, I think people must, you know, the terrorists, you know, must be absolutely insane to think that the explosions and killing people indiscriminately is going to disrupt the ongoings of the Great City of London. Just a reminder that Adolf Hitler tried his best to do that in 1940 and failed miserably. So I think the only thing that Adolf Hitler was able to do with all the bombings of London and the Blitz was he united Londoners like they'd never been united before. So I think it has no purpose whatsoever, except that it hurts and stings and my condolences to the people who had to lose their lives in these incidents. So when we're in Regent's Park, I got on a plane, flew to Boston, and took a few days off in Boston, and we started Ozfest. I think we've been into Ozfest now about 11 or 12 days, I think. We played Boston, and I took it to a good friend of mine, Sebastian. He's the drummer from Boston, and had a real good time with Sib. He's moved on into theatre now, and he actually has a play off Broadway about his time in Vietnam, when he served in Vietnam. But I got a chance to talk to him for a wee while, for a few hours at dinner. And we played the Boston gig, and it was great. I personally had a few sound problems on the stage. Again, not unusual. These things happen, and nobody's to blame. And but Bostonian audience was fantastic, as usual. And it was just nice to be in the city of Boston again. I think it's just a great city, and we were able to stay there for about, I think we were there in Boston for about 7 days or 6 days all told. So it was very nice to be able to do that. We went to Hartford, great gig in Hartford, great crowd. We played Camden, New Jersey. Excuse me. Played Camden, New Jersey. And of course, that was the gig. Of course, that we had to cancel last. Not, we didn't cancel it, but Oz couldn't make that gig last year. And because he had such a bad throat. And he was sick. So that was a gig last year that we did with Ralph Halford. And this time, you know, we were back with Oz, and it was a great gig. Really good. Camden, New Jersey is one of my favorite gigs, and the crowd was incredible. They were just absolutely incredible people. There were some great bands on Ozfest. I think Ozfest has outdone itself this year, and I don't mean that as to discount any of the bands that I've personally had the privilege of meeting on Ozfest in previous Ozfests, but because I think Ozfest just has great bands every year. But I don't know, this Ozfest, even though it just started, there are some incredible bands, and everybody seems to be playing like really, really well. I listened to Iron Maiden last night, and I thought they were great. You know, it's because we've been kind of, you know, the first thing I do is to get into the groove a little bit, you know, and take care of my own kind of getting things straight, you know, in my head and physically, you know, so that I can do my gig. And then when I feel like I'm starting to groove a little bit, then I take the time out to watch the other band. So yesterday we played Buffalo because we came down Camden, New Jersey, then we went up to Buffalo, and then from Buffalo we got in this morning about 5 a.m. from Buffalo into Pittsburgh. So today's a day off, and saw Iron Maiden, like I said, thought they sounded great. Saw In Flames. yesterday. I thought that sounded great, and I got to see a little bit of Black Label. And I thought Black Label Society, and I thought they sounded great too. Dan's got really, really tight. You know, I don't know, these guys, they just seem to be improving all the time, you know. I don't mean that in the sense that they, you know, were rough around the edges before. It's just that they just seem to be getting better and better, you know. Been out on the road a long time now, so, you know, they're definitely, if you haven't seen them, then, you know, Black Label Society, you know, definitely go check it out, man. You know, Zach's playing very mean guitar, as always. And Craig playing drums is a fantastic drummer. You know, the band's definitely worth checking out. And if you like just, you know, solid rock and with a little bit of blues there, you know, just blues orientated. I hope they don't mind me saying that about them. But so everything's been pretty good. Tony and I walked a Pittsburgh walk this morning, and there's not that, when you're in the middle of the city of Pittsburgh, there's not much to do in the sense of where you can walk. At least we didn't find, you know, any like great walks, but we definitely managed to get a few miles in this morning, and we've been walking. Well, Tony and Giza, they've been promoting, you know, their new CDs, of which, plug, this probably won't be out in time, but I'll plug it anyway. We're playing Tony's CD, three songs from Tony's CD at the top of our radio show tomorrow, Saturday, the 23rd of July. That's from Tony Iommi's and Glenn Hughes' new CD. Kenny Arnoff's playing drums. They sound fantastic together. Can't say enough about it, except check it out, listen to it, let the music speak for itself. They're absolutely dynamic album, and so that's going to be on the top of the radio show tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Radio Rock 50, yeah, you can find it on billward.com. I'm getting lost. I'm a bit punchy tonight. I played hard last night and really enjoyed myself, but a little bit tired from the drive down, again in, you know, kind of early in the morning. So, where was I? I can't remember where I left off. I played a good gig, like I said, last night in Buffalo, and got to see some bands yesterday. Oh yeah, I was talking about the walks. We had a good walk in Philly. We stayed in Philadelphia, but as probably everybody knows, Camden, New Jersey is just over the river, you know, on the other side of Philly. So when we arrived in Philadelphia, Tony and I went walking, and we took our assistant tour manager with us, John B. And we went up the steps. We ran up the steps at Rocky Run. We're up in dan dan da da dan da dan da da da. It was great. I love that movie, Rocky. You know, oh gee, I couldn't help but run up them stairs where Rocky ran up. You know, when he did the movie, and he just stood there. You know, after he was working out and stuff. So I love all that. I think it's great. And we went up the stairs as well. So. There you go. So that was a good walk. We had some good walks in Boston across the Common a number of times. We walked everywhere in Boston, I think. So everything's been okay. Every day is a good day above ground, and so far everything's okay. You know, we've everybody's rolling along. We had a major downpour in Hartford. That's where I left off. I was talking about Tony's CD and Geezer's CD. And in Hartford, they were doing some promo at the Ozfest site. And man, the rain was incredible. In fact, it was Studied out. But you know what? The fans are incredible because, you know, they just take it, you know, sunshine, rainfall, flash floods, whatever it might be, you know, and everybody's just still there rocking. And that's incredibly encouraging, you know. It's like, wow, you know, if they're staying, we're staying. So, it's totally cool. Like I said, it's nice to be back in America, proud about what's going on in England, and I just hope that, you know, things can settle down. They probably won't, but it'd be nice to think that they could settle down, and so there can be some peace in the city. But other than that, I think that's about it. I'm pretty tired tonight, so I was going to get an early night, and we play Pittsburgh tomorrow night. And then we have another gig on Sunday. We're doing what we call back-to-backs. And we're playing in McLean, Virginia on Sunday night. So looking forward to that gig too. And then after that, we head to New York City. And that'll be the for our famous, Tony's and I's famous Central Park walk. Yes, folks, this is the park where Leafman lives. So anybody's getting hip to that, then we're looking forward to it. I guess that's it as far as checking in at this time. I want to wish everybody well. Place your head upon whatever you've been chosen to call bad. Sometimes I know what it's like not to have a pillow. I spent a number of months doing some pretty hard time on the streets, and I know people who are on the streets don't usually have computers to check to log on and check out billboard audio messages, but you know, it's the summertime, and maybe if you see some of these guys stretched out lying on the streets, sometimes some of these guys end up there because there's nowhere else to go in their head or anywhere else. That's what happened to me. It just happened that I just ended up in those places. So, and I'm not ashamed of it or anything. It's just sometimes where you go in your life, wrong turns, things like that. So, be kind, I guess is the message behind that one. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'll try and do a clearer and maybe a longer audio pretty soon, okay? We'll get past these New York gigs and these few gigs coming up, and I'll try and check in again and give you any updates I can, and you know, maybe give some more input in some of these bands that are playing on Ozfest. Remarkable, remarkable bands. I definitely wish all the musicians very well, and all the audiences that we've been playing in front of. I really hope that you've had a great time listening to all the bands at Ozfest. And that's it. That's the end of the messages for now. Okay, take care. Okay, bye.